You are in Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. We're going to keep the art chat going with Belinda Wilshire, artist and finalist in the Black Swan Portrait Prize. Hello. Thank you very much. It's so great to have you, and we've already sort of delved into your background a little bit before our interview, and you've got quite the story to tell. So how did you first get, influenced or into the art world? It's a little bit of a back way to do it, I suppose.
It is, but I kind of...
what is it, sorry?
Yeah, so you get asked this a lot as an artist, like, when did you start? But really, I've thought about it, and the answer is that I never really stopped. You know, as a kid, I always did arts, like all kids do. And then in high school, I started going to, like, a studio kind of art class instead of sports after school.
Okay.
And then I went on to study fashion and costume design, but I also painted in my spare time. So right. I never really let that go. And then I left both the costume and the fashion design. They just weren't for me. And still painting, working in cafes. One cafe that I worked in, they were a new cafe. They needed some artwork for their walls. And they offered they hadn't even seen anything I'd done, and they just offered me money to, you know, just to front my materials.
Yeah.
I painted a couple of things, we put them up, and they sold, you know, within a day.
Oh,
and
awesome.
I was like, great. And then that money went straight back in. So that's probably maybe a point where I started taking myself a bit more seriously.
Yep.
And then in, 2004, I entered the Brett Whiteley Travelling Art Scholarship, and I was a finalist in that. So that was a big turning point for me.
Right. So portraiture, is it something that you specialise in?
It kind of runs alongside my practice. So I'm mainly a figurative painter. So I'll generally put figures in my works, and then I will go into portraiture, but it's just it's a different thing. It kind of runs alongside, and it'll be more of a special project or a, you know, it's quite a different thing.
Yeah.
So I do both half-half.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, like being involved in an exhibition like this one and you're a finalist in Perth, you know, like, is it your first time you've done this, or have you done it a few other times?
I'm a little bit addicted to art prizes. I didn't really get into the study that I did, the costume and fashion. I just don't like the institution, and I just really couldn't. I'm not a studier, but I do love deadlines and filling out forms and, you know, motivation to get things done.
Right.
Yes, so I'll enter a lot of art prizes. And the first one I did was the Brett Whiteley back in early 2000s.
Right.
So I was a finalist in that, and I remember I flew there for the opening, went to the opening and just didn't talk to anyone and didn't tell anyone who I was. Or
why?
I don't know. I just shut down, I guess.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but so that was my very first experience with it. And then since then, the Black Swan, this will be my third time as a finalist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I've actually heard that the Black Swan portrait exhibition is quite prestigious in Perth.
It is, yeah. It's one of Australia's biggest art prizes. It's not as trendy as the Archibald.
Like, yep.
You know, it's just a different thing. And they've just, last year was the first year that they've shown it at the Art Gallery of Western Australia, which is a big deal for them. It was exhibited at another venue before that. So,
That is a big deal, isn't it?
It's huge, yeah. It gets amped up every year.
Right.
Yeah, so it's incredible, yeah. I think the prize is $50,000 this year. Yeah.
Which is not bad. Nice for an artist.
Yeah.
Belinda, why do you think Australians are sort of still so obsessed with the portrait as an art form?
Oh, I think that's just humans.
Right.
We just love to look at people and think about their story, you know, and, I don't know what it is. It's just a human. We just like to look at other people and speculate.
Is that the sort of fun part for you, though, when you've got a subject in front of you? Is your process to know their story inside and out before you actually paint them?
No, I try not to look too much into into their history or I try not to do too much research, but on the other hand, I need to have a very strong feeling, a gut feeling, which can, it's a bit of a gamble. It can go either way once you meet up and
Do you have a bit of a process though in place where, you know, where you meet for coffee or you meet in a specific place?
I kind of stalk them for a while just to figure out what type of person they are. If you want, the portrait I've done for the Black Swan this year is of the Huxleys, Will and Garrett Huxley.
And you've called that the Huxleys in red?
Yes. Have you seen it? They're
yes,
in red.
It's absolutely. Yeah. Funnily enough.
Named.
Now, who are they?
They're a couple that are interdisciplinary artists, so they both have a background in photography, and they do...
Are they brothers?
No, they're partners.
Oh, they're partners. Yes. They look quite similar, don't they? Or the way
they're both men, and they both have short-ish hair, but their features, I've studied their features, and their features are quite different.
Right.
And the way that I've painted them, they're kind of... there's meant to be a symmetry, so I guess that kind of
And there's been an ABC show that they were part of.
Yeah, so Will is a filmmaker as well. He does documentary filmmaking, and he was commissioned to do a series for the ABC about creative couples.
Yep.
So they featured
themselves.
When you say it like that, but yeah, no, they. I mean. They've been together for 11 years and working together as a couple for, I think, maybe over 5 years. So, yeah.
So how did you get, how did you choose them? Did you see them on TV or did you just know about them or?
Well, they're local-ish. I think they're based in Collingwood. I don't know if you remember a while ago, there was on the social media, someone had crashed a car into a tree, like in a grassy median strip, and then the next person painted it gold, and then and then the final result, there was a group of people that were dressed in like the gold sequin, and they pretended it was a car crash. That's them.
Right.
And I saw that on social media, and I was like, oh, these guys are great, you know, follow. And as soon as I looked into it, I realised that I knew a lot of their past work and had also thought it was great but never looked into who they were. And then it turns out my partner knows one of them and it all kind of went from there.
Right.
Yeah. And had you painted many, two people at one time?
No, never.
For portraits? So never since your first go.
Yeah.
So what kind of, specific challenges are there when you're doing a portrait of two people at once?
One of the biggest challenges is... I use a photographic reference, so I'll do a photo shoot with them. So getting them to look good at the same time, if you know what
I
mean.
Well, it is a hard thing in a photograph, isn't
it? Yeah. And just there's a different dynamic with three people than there is just working one-on-one with someone. So that's tricky. But there are also a lot of benefits. They work so beautifully together, so they were able to contribute together, you know, and give something
well,
back
they're
to
artists,
me as well.
So they pretty much knew what you would have been looking for.
Yeah.
So your subject matter before the other twice that you've entered, how did you choose those people?
They were both self-portraits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and that's...
of yourself.
Yeah, if you ever have a look back through my work, there are a lot of self-portraits in my portrait section, and that's just because I'm easier to work with, to schedule. You know, I don't have to pay myself, or I can pay myself, you know.
Yeah.
It's just...
But a lot of the famous masters painted themselves many times.
Yeah, and it's for the same reason. And you can tell a story, you know, that's... You don't have to reveal anything to anyone or... You know, it can just, I don't know. It's a different thing to telling someone else's story.
Yeah. So what happened when you approached them? You know, they obviously said yes because, they're in that sort of business.
Yeah.
And they've obviously seen it. Now you've painted it.
Yeah.
What was it like when you were... Was it the actual painting that you showed them or was it...
I was this year in particular... or with this portrait, rather, I was really... It looks so different in real life to on screen. So I really, really wanted them to see it.
In the flesh.
Yeah, in the flesh. And it worked out that I found out I was a finalist before they had seen it.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Which is a bit of a... They were cool with it, you know. Yeah, so they hadn't seen it when I finished it and when I entered it. And then I found out I was a finalist and then it was... you know, listed online on the Black Swan, and I just had to tell them, it's there, but don't look at it. Yeah.
Oh, but the painting wasn't over there at that stage.
No. So different art prizes work in different ways, but the Black Swan, their first round is just digital. So you send a high-res image of your work.
Yep.
And they choose works that they see something in, and then they're judged after that.
Right.
Once they get there.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So how did you feel at the time when you sort of knew yourself that it looked very different digitally to then in the flesh? You know, were you just hoping that they would just like it regardless?
Yeah. But that's the case anyway with any portrait, digital or not. You still have those hopes that they're going to like it.
And what was their reaction when you stood there with it?
Well, this is the first time I've done this, but I think I might do it again because it was great. I organised a viewing party or like an unveiling night.
Yep, good
with
idea.
Champagne and food and invited...
Get them a little bit pissed before they see it.
Yeah, invited... they could invite friends with them, and I invited just my very close friends. We put it up in an easel... champagne.
And you had it covered to begin with?
No, I didn't. Oh, I didn't go that far. Right. I felt a bit... that would be too much of a big deal.
So what happened when they walked in?
I felt very nervous, but they were just... I don't know, they're normal people, so they didn't scream or anything. They were just like, wow. They love it, but they're very... they're quite shy, both of them, and understated, yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't know by looking at their work, but they are, yeah.
It just reminds me of the Arndt series where he paints, you know, very famous Australians, and you sort of see their reaction. It's either got, you know, dumbstruck or just, you know, just their jaws drop.
Yeah.
You know, were you sort of hoping for that?
Yeah, I think the worst case scenario is if they just don't even really look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, Will and Garrett spent a lot of time looking at it, and they were picking out different things they liked about it, and yeah, they really got it as well. Yeah.
So is then the case, you know, do they want it for their own art collection now?
I don't know. That's not something we've spoken about. Maybe they do. I'm not sure. Yeah.
So what happens if you win this art prize?
Yeah.
Do they keep it?
Or? No, it's non-acquisitive,
right.
The Black Swan. Yeah. Some art prizes are...
Yeah, and would they maybe, there'd be a buyer over there that would like?
Yeah, so there is a price on it. I can't even remember what the price is, actually. But when you put your entry in, you have to fill out all that information because they do have buyers approach, so they just need to have all of that ready to go if someone wants it.
Yeah. Well, look, all the very best with it.
Thank you.
And can't wait to hear. When's it announced?
The exhibition's from the 1st of November.
Yep.
I think it's the 10th of November, the awards night.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
But more to the point, if people want to check your art out, how can they find out?
They can do a Google or they can... My website is belindawiltshire.com.
And you're on
Instagram,
social media?
As well. Yep. Yeah, Instagram, not so much Facebook, but I'm there. But Instagram's probably the best.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's Belinda Wilshire.
Yeah.
Artist extraordinaire.
Yeah,
it's a
just
fantastic
Google that.
Yeah. Artist extraordinaire. And, you know, like all the very best and all the very best for the future. It sounds as if you're, you know, like really going places.
Thank you.
Yeah, so hopefully next time we'll be calling you the Black Swan Portrait Prize winner.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That would be beautiful.
Yeah.
You are in Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9.